This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Very, very busy week. We got a storm possibly heading to the Florida Panhandle and then up to the Carolinas and Georgia and states in the southern belt of the United States as a new tropical storm has brewed, Tropical Storm Michael. We're going to talk about that. Already a state of emergency has been declared for multiple counties in the area by Governor. All right. Hey, guys. Sorry about that. We had some. All right. I love it. You guys start to hear, like, wait a second. That would have been a better show. All right. Now I'm back live. We were having some computer issues. Sorry, guys. I'm not sure what's going on with the connection, but maybe it's because of the storm. But anyway, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. And we have some breaking news. Looks like they have arrested the quote-unquote mail bomber. This is the guy that they believe has been sending these pipe bombs and these weird packages to quote-unquote enemies of Donald Trump. And there's something very, very odd with this whole thing, but they have the guy. So let me tell you a little bit about what's going on here. So apparently his name is Cesar. Sorry about that. Again, we're having connection issues, so I apologize. But his name is Cesar Sayak. He's 56 years old. He's the suspect. Again, he's innocent until proven guilty of Aventura, Florida. And the officials said Mr. Sayak has a criminal history and ties to the New York area. So apparently they arrested him early on Friday. He's reportedly a male in his 50s. He has had a criminal history of threatening judges. And apparently, they discovered a suspicious package addressed to Senator Cory Booker in Florida last night. Then a postal inspector intercepted another package to James Clapper today in Manhattan. And the suspicious package was addressed to Clapper at the headquarters of CNN. He's a contributor there. They say the New York Bomb Squad's total containment vessel, it's really cute, this little car, or this little truck, this total containment vessel responded to the postal facility in Midtown to remove the packages. Now, when you look at the packages, this is very, very odd. One of the return addresses is Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I'm looking at one of these packages right now. To James Robert Clapper, Time Warner, CNN, 10 Columbus Circle, New York, New York, 10019. Yet the return address is from Debbie Wasserman Schultz, 777 Sawgrass Corporate Parkway, Sunrise, Florida. And Florida's misspelled 33325. Now, I have no idea if that's where her corporate address is or not. But this just, to me, kind of sounds like I don't think anybody was really trying to harm anybody. I think they were trying to pull something before the election. Now, the van that they surrounded, apparently there's a bunch of police cars that, you know, descended on where they believe the suspect was. There was a van, and the van was all loaded with Donald Trump stickers. Now, okay, I get you. There are some people who really love the president. I get that. All right? There are some people who really loved Obama. Some people who really love Clinton, and I get it. I get it. Bush. But it's just, this just sounds so odd. I mean, thank God none of these pipe bombs exploded. But this just doesn't make any flippin' sense. I mean, like Juan Williams on Fox News was either, you know, someone stupid and they don't know how to make a bomb, or, you know, what I think is they were trying to make a statement. Now, when you do something like this, it just looks like more of a PR stunt than it's, and look, I'd rather it be a PR stunt, trust me. The last thing I want is anybody really sending explosives to somebody. But the fact that they're picking Robert De Niro, Cory Booker, you know, it just seems to me that, you know, it's trying to make a, it doesn't sound like this is somebody who, you know what, I am really for our current administration. And I want to stop the other, because if they did want to stop the other side, they wouldn't be, you know, these little displays, these little toys, so to speak. Not that I want anybody taking, you know, doing anything that I couldn't even imagine, you know, somebody who really wanted to attack these people. Either side of the aisle, this is sick. And this person is sick. This person is serious. If he is the true, you know, suspect, if he is convicted, this one who is obviously very mentally deranged. But it just seems to me that I don't think anybody was really trying to, you know, hurt anybody. I just kind of get the feeling this was supposed to be a display, right, for one side or the other. And what really bothers me is the election is still too far off. What we have, 12 days? I don't know how many days left. I think we're going to see more BS. I think we're going to see more stupid stuff. And I'm really frustrated by that. This election can't come quick enough because we really have some crazy people out there. I mean, what if there's somebody going, yeah, I really do want to hurt some people? And no, and I tell you this, you know, whether you're Republican or Democrat, politics is a game. Democrats and Republicans in D.C. are getting along. They're having lunch, they're having drinks together. This isn't, you know, real life isn't what we see on TV. These are politicians. They have a job. They probably joke around going, oh, that was good. You know, I saw you behind the mic today. Really? Oh, yeah, yeah, I know that was a good one. Man, we made you look bad. I got you tomorrow. Don't worry. I got to get you back tomorrow. This is the BS they're doing, people. George Bush Jr. and George W. and Bill Clinton are friends. We found out they were friends right after leaving the office. This stuff is, it's a game. Politicians have to play the game. So I think this pipe bomb suspect was trying to, cause some havoc before the election. Thank God none of these exploded. And maybe there's more than one person involved. But I really fear that there are some real crazy people out there that would want to do something even, you know, more, shall we say, damaging. So, you know, thank God, FBI, one of my friends had said, you know, they should very easily be able to find this person. Just
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
We're good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, again, I apologize for having some technical difficulties, but it is still Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And who better than to talk to us about breast cancer and the latest with both men and women is Dr. Ted Petrouche, a breast surgeon, and one of my previous doctors who is the bomb, Dr. Petrouche. Thank you so much for joining us. We really, really appreciate it.
Stay where I am.
Are you here? Can you hear us?
Are you here for me?
Yes. Can you hear us? You're on air, Dr. Petrouche.
I can hear you, Dr. Dahlia, very well.
Wonderful, wonderful. So good. So the audience is listening. Tell us, how often are you seeing male breast cancer?
I see on the average 1% a year of men who have breast cancer. And in the past, I would say 10 years, it's increasing, not because the number of cases increases, it's because it's picked up earlier when we do genetic testing on people, because men are carriers. And few of them develop breast cancer related to the gene, but they certainly, but they do, and there are more cases of them. So that's what that is.
Okay, no, that's good. So, you know, in terms of women, you know, we've been hearing now for decades that it's an incidence of 1 in 8 women. Are you still seeing that, or has it gotten more frequent or less?
Well, it's not really 1 in 8, because there are cases of cancer called lobular neoplasia, which is like stage zero cancer of the milk-producing glands in the breast. And it's not a true cancer. It's really a risk factor. So if somebody comes up with diagnosis, doesn't mean you have a real cancer, but what you do have is a very high risk factor, which can affect
not only
the breast where you found the diagnosis, but in either side.
So, Dr. Patrush, you might have just moved the phone. Dr. Patrush, you were coming in clear, and then you moved the phone. Try it again.
How about now?
Okay, I think we lost him. Okay. All right, we'll try to get him back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what he's describing is breast cancer has been staged 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There, depending on where certain, how much of a lump is seen, how much of spread is detected, where it spreads throughout the body to nearby lymph nodes, etc. And now there's a stage 0. And stage 0 is where you have abnormal cells in the lining of the ducts. And so you have 100% survival rate. These are people that live long and do well. But in terms of it being considered cancer, I believe what he was going to say was that may actually add more into the numbers now that we are picking up more abnormal cells in the lining of the ducts. So we'll see if we could get him back. Looks like there are some issues on, from what we understand, he might have been using a cell phone. So what we'll do is we'll move on to the next story. And Daniel, if he comes back, just whisper in my ear, okay? So last flu season was the deadliest in decades. And experts are trying to figure out why was that. Now, one obvious theory was, well, it was a nasty strain. It was the H3N2. Those strains are notorious for being vicious when it comes to epidemics. But another reason, which is something I brought up a while back, was there was so much hype about the vaccine not being that effective that a lot of people didn't get the flu vaccine. And so if they didn't get the flu vaccine, unfortunately, they were then at risk for getting the flu. We're being told now that only 37.1% of adults got the flu shot, were vaccinated. That was the lowest rate since the 2011 season, and it was a drop of 6.2% from the season prior. So when you have people think, all right, well, you know, the flu shot's not going to be that strong, and it's not going to be that effective, they're going to be like, well, I'm not going to waste my time. Well, then, unfortunately, then they get the flu. And somebody would say, well, Dr. Dahlia, if the flu shot isn't that effective, then who cares whether they get the shot or not? You don't understand. If this year's flu shot, let's say, clocked in at 23%, I'm hearing anywhere from 16 to 25% effective, which isn't the fanciest, let's just say. But let's say it's 23% effective. That's still crucial. That's still, as far as I'm concerned, enough to still save some lives. And when you're looking at 80,000 people, 80,000, that's not good. So we got Dr. Patrush back. Thank you, Dr. Patrush. Looks like there was an issue with the phone. How you doing there?
I'm fine. And you?
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
No. Nope. Okay. So, unfortunately, we're having an issue with our phones. So we'll try to get it back on another day. So, well, this is my advice to you guys when it comes to the flu. All right. Be careful with the hype. Be careful with the media hype. The media is going to be making a real, real big deal about what the flu, how effective the flu shot is, you know, if you should get it, should you follow the recommendations of the CDC, or are you taking your chance, or, and don't be running your health based on, a flippin', media story. The media's job, and I really hate to say that because I'm in the media, but the media's job, for the most part, isn't to save lives. They want to, but that's not their driving force. The media's driving force is to get you to watch. That has to be their primary goal. And look, I'm a doctor. Okay, I'm a radio doctor. I'm a board-certified family physician. All right, I wake up every day wanting to save lives. But if I ran a show that basically said, all right, well, you know, you got to get your vitamin E, and you got to get your vitamin C, and you got to eat healthy, and you got to eat your vegetables, and you have to do that. Okay, yeah, you know, maybe that would save lives, but nobody's going to listen. So I have to open with some news. I have to open with some stories. I have to be engaging. And then, because luckily I have a lot of control and creative control, I could yell at you guys to do things. Like, you know, get your breasts checked. Men check yourselves, women check yourselves. And again, we're going to have Dr. Ted Petrush come back on when we don't have issues with our computers or our connection. And so, the average news station has to get you to watch, and they have to get advertisers. They are no good to nobody if they don't have people putting money into the network. They're no good to anybody. And so here they are going to cover a story that's going to grab your attention. And flu shot efficacy is going to be out there. And you're going to be like, oh, come on. Well, I don't care. And I'm telling you guys right now, if they say the flu shot is only 8% effective, let's say this year, or 80%, which you don't really see. Yeah, it makes no difference. You still get it. I got mine. Makes no difference. Because you could be the one it protects. That's how you have to approach things. Now, on the flip side, we don't want you thinking you're the one in the million that's going to have a side effect. But even if, let's say, a flu shot doesn't protect you 100% from the flu, it may boost part of your immunity, which will help you not only with that current strain, but other strains. That's why I am such a big believer of the flu shot. Trust me, I get it. I get, because I love the concepts of, you know, man or God made us a certain way. We have an immune system. You know, we don't have to do too much to our body. Our bodies kind of know what to do. But on the flip side, I believe in medicine. I believe in vaccines. And I believe in being proactive. So when it comes to, am I going to inject something in my body in hopes of fighting something that's kind of naturally occurring? Well, one thing we could say is there has been plague. There has been flu, the Spanish flu, for instance. There are some real, real nasty things out there that unfortunately will take us down as humans. Like a fire. A fire is natural. You're still going to douse it with water, right? You get an infection, you still need to fight it. So I'm pro-flu vaccine. We need to get our acts together. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as a suspect in the mail bomb scare is now under arrest in Plantation, Florida, where a massive police presence continues where the arrest was made. Reports are the man is in his 50s and is currently being interrogated by federal officials. A Justice Department news briefing is set for 2:30 Eastern Time this afternoon. There are now a dozen suspected explosive devices in the hands of the authorities after two more turned up today. One, addressed to U.S. Senate Democrat Cory Booker, another addressed to former Intel Chief James Clapper.
It's disturbing, troubling, sinister.
That South Florida Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, whose name was used on the return addresses on all of these packages. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, popular breakfast foods apparently contain weed killer. I'm not sure if you guys saw the story. It broke a couple days ago. And I was like, are you flipping kidding me? They say 28 samples of popular oat-based cereals and snack bars made by popular household names like General Mills and Quaker, contained glyphosate, which is an active ingredient used in Monsanto's Roundup weed killer. Now, this is being revealed by the Environmental Working Group. The EWG, a nonprofit advocacy group, said Wednesday it detected glyphosate in all 28 samples of products made with conventionally grown oats, noting all but two of the 28 samples tested. They had levels of glyphosate above the benchmark of 160 parts per billion. I don't want any of it in there, but I guess it's going to be in there. So apparently Quaker Oatmeal Squares breakfast cereal had the highest level of the herbicide. So the advocacy group said it was nearly 18 times higher than their, quote, children's health benchmark. Now, Quaker Instant Oatmeal's apples and cinnamon had it. Quaker's Breakfast Squares Soft Baked Bars Peanut Butter. A variety of Cheerios flavors like chocolate, apple, and cinnamon, and Very Berry, among others. They say they were within acceptable limits. So those are the ones where it wasn't off the chart. These are the ones where Quaker Instant Oatmeal's apples and cinnamon, a bunch of Cheerios, whatever, they had acceptable limits. Now, according to the EWG, they say, but just because something is legal doesn't mean it's safe. And that's the key. What is an acceptable limit of glyphosate? Federal government standards for pesticides in food are often outdated, they claim, and not based on the best and most current science. The EPA standards for pesticides and other chemicals are also heavily influenced by lobbying from industry. So the findings come after the EWG announced in August that it found trace amounts of the ingredient in all but two of the 45 samples of products made with conventionally grown oats. Some of the items included Quaker Old Fashioned Oats and popular breakfast cereals made by General Mills, like Cheerios and Lucky Charms. I love Lucky Charms. Well, I only like the marshmallows and Lucky Charms. So the World Health Organization 2015 report said the herbicide glyphosate, along with insecticides malathion and diazinon, are, quote, probably carcinogenic to humans. So when you get that report, well, it's probably carcinogenic to humans. Where the hell are people getting that? Well, where they're getting that is if they have in a lab setting or with an animal been able to cause a cell to change, they're going to say, well, there could be carcinogenicity to humans. There could be some carcinogenic component. And that's where you get probably. If it was carcinogenic in humans, it would say it's a known human carcinogen. But if they haven't really been able to test it on humans, and they tested it on rats or mice or in a lab setting, they'll say probably carcinogenic to humans. They said there was limited evidence of carcinogenicity in humans for non-Hodgkin lymphoma and prostate cancer. Now, limited evidence means researchers have determined that there is a, quote, positive association between exposure to this glyphosate and cancer. But other explanations for the observations could not be ruled out. So remember yesterday we talked about that case where blood pressure medication, very common blood pressure medications, may be linked to lung cancer. And that freaked a lot of people out. And this story circulated. It's all over the news. And ACE inhibitors were the blood pressure medication they were talking about. And ACE inhibitors are very, very common. Captopril, Ramipril, Lisinopril, known as Zestril, Benazepril. These are any medicine that ends in ill is an ACE inhibitor. And these ACE inhibitors are one of the most popular type of blood pressure medications because they're cheap and because they work. So here's a study saying use of the popular blood pressure medication could put you at risk for lung cancer. Maybe it can. But what we also have to take into account is, one, lung cancer is the most popular cancer. It's the most common cancer people get. Number two, people who have high blood pressure, that's one of the most common medical issues afflicting people. Over 100 million people in the U.S. have high blood pressure. And then number three, the most common medication used is the ACE inhibitor. So when you have all these highly common, highly, shall we say, I don't want to use the word coincidence, but, you know, you have all, you know, well, this is the most common cancer, this is the most common, you know, condition, this is the most common medication, and whoa, look, there's an association between the medication and cancer. You have to go, well, wait a second, is it because it's such a common medication? So that's the problem we kind of have, where you have somebody that eats, let's say, a lot of cereal. Well, a person who eats a lot of breakfast cereal may not be eating an egg white frittata or having a rice cake and some, you know, I don't know, oats. I don't know. I want to say oatmeal, but, you know, somebody having a high-fiber breakfast and a real healthy breakfast isn't usually the type of person that eats a crap load of breakfast cereal. So if somebody that eats a crap load of breakfast cereal has a higher risk of cancer, is it the breakfast cereal or is it maybe because they just do a lot of things wrong? 2017, the California Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment announced that glyphosate would be added to the list of chemicals known to the state to cause cancer. So remember, California has this law where if anything causes cancer or could put somebody at risk, they need to make it known to the public. But health professionals are like, calm down, it's okay. We need to research this more. I want everybody calm with this because we are exposed to chemicals and pesticides all the time. So freaking out about breakfast cereal is kind of a waste of energy because we're exposed all the time. Should we slowly start to decrease our exposure? Absolutely. Let's start getting rid of a lot of the plastic. Let's maybe stop loading up on perfume and makeup and cologne and our fancy deodorants. Now, I love not being around someone who smells, but is it really healthy that we get out of a shower and using perfume soap and then load ourselves up with chemicals before we exit the house? And then we breathe in a whole bunch of chemicals in our car, and then we have an air freshener in our car. And then we, you know, drink water out of our plastic water bottle, heat something up in the microwave, or grab a breakfast sandwich. Or drink coffee that's in a coffee cup that's lined with that shiny stuff and may have BPA in it. We are always exposed. Maybe we'll grab a banana, and that banana is full of pesticides. So, yeah, we want to make sure that whatever we are buying doesn't have extra stuff. But the Environmental Working Group, which is kind of one of my favorite consumer groups because they really do a lot, they are also kind of noisy in that, well, this has this, and my answer to them is, well, duh. But on the flip side, it's kind of nice that they're making all of us, you know, aware. So my recommendation to you is just try to go fresh, wash things off. I like organic, but I think organic is too expensive to recommend at this time. And to take everything with a grain of salt and realize that we live in a society where we are constantly being bombarded. Constantly being bombarded by stuff. So, you know, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, when we come back, we're being told that there are not enough fruits and vegetables grown to feed the planet. Now, for those of us that don't eat vegetables, we're like, all right, no biggie. But for some of us that are like, okay, wait a second, I just listened to Dr. Dahlia, I'm going to start eating healthy, this is some bad news. And we have a little bit more information on the pipe bomber, which they're calling the MAGA bomber for Make America Great Again. These news outlets are really getting ridiculous. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOCDALIA.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad.
you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, about an hour ago, federal authorities has arrested the suspect, a suspect, in the mail bombing spree. We're getting a little bit more information. There are pictures of him dressed in Trump gear. Make America great again. Apparently, there's a picture of him back in 2017 of him wearing his MAGA hat. And his name is Cesar Altier Sayoc. He was taken into custody. He's from Plantation or Aventura, Florida, in connection with the bombs. Now, according to his Facebook page, he is a Trump fan. Again, which just doesn't make a lot of sense. Pictures of him in the MAGA hat, etc. They say he's Native American, and he's a member of the Seminole tribe of Florida. And he apparently has worked at a strip club and, you know, body builds and things like that. Apparently he dislikes Hillary Clinton and has posted stories about incidents of Islamic terrorism. And he was arrested in front of an AutoZone store and plantation. There was a nurse, Michelle Taylor, at Senior Medical Associates. She saw police taking a vehicle believed to be Sayoc into custody. She said, "We've been in the office for an hour. We're so nervous. The police were surrounding some kind of a van. Thank God we're done with our patients for the day, and there's only two of us in here." That's interesting. That was, if this happened in the morning, they're already done with patients for the day. I know I would love to get out early. It's still morning where I am, so, man, I'd love a job like that. Get out that early on a Friday. So, I'm confused. You know, this person doesn't really look like he's not of sound mind. He looks, I mean, you know, he looks like somebody that, you know, okay, you know, likes politics. The problem is you look at his van, and you think, okay, no, maybe he isn't of a sound mind. And again, he's innocent until proven guilty. But you have these pictures, dishonest media, CNN sucks, and it has those sightings on Michael Moore, on Hillary Clinton, which to me is a little odd. You know, and that to me raises some real big red flags. When you have somebody that kind of has that, you know, like a gun sighting on somebody, you know, a target, all right, that, you know, when you openly do that, that means you want to, you know, see them harm come to them. So that's not something you would plaster on a public vehicle. It's just something is not sounding right. And then if somebody has all these years grown such a affinity towards one party and a disgust towards another, would they just in one day decide to send these bombs that don't explode, these little pipe bombs, to everybody? And, you know, their address at work, when they know they don't even open their address? So, I mean, either this person completely lost it and is delusional, or he's trying to make a statement. I don't know. This is one of the craziest stories I've ever heard. If you have somebody that wants to assassinate somebody, they're usually a little bit more sly. Or they're so out of whack that they just start climbing over a wall waving a gun. This just, to me, seems set up. I mean, the last time I felt this, like, I got to scratch my head on this one, was when Dr. Ford, you know, was testifying at the Brett Kavanaugh hearing. I'm like, I just don't get it. And I mean, with her, you know, says it was definitely him. It was definitely him. She saw his face. It was 100% sure that it was him. But all this other stuff was really fuzzy. Oh, I can't answer that. I can't answer that. I can't answer that. Oh, and you know what? I need to change my story. Oh, and my counselor was wrong. She said there were four people in the room. I need to change it to just the two. You're like, well, wait, counselor has to give that to the police. Why would they mess up on something that big? That's a big typo. And I'm not saying Ford was lying, but it just, there's not a lot of things out there where you scratch your head. There's usually a plausible explanation. And I'm not really getting that from this. You have social media that has all sorts of these pictures saying he's for Trump. Then you have, it looks like, newly decaled pictures making Trump look like he's a hero and all these sightings on other people. And it looks like a freshly placed decal. And then you have all these pseudo bombs sent to just the liberals. I don't know. Either this person is really out of their mind, and they probably are, or there's some setup going on. And I don't want to, you know, be a dead horse repeating this, but I expect more of this crazy, stupid stuff. He even has an ISIS sticker. There's an ISIS sticker on his van. People associating themselves with ISIS aren't going to put bumper stickers on their car. Am I the only one finding this really, really odd? I don't know. You know, not really a big conspiracy theorist. I'm not really big on that. I don't like to see, there's enough shows out there that do that, and they're interesting. They're fascinating. They make you think. But one conspiracy out there a long time ago was the Clintons asked Donald Trump to run. That it was the Clintons putting the idea to Donald Trump to run. And it would allow them an easy path, because how would anybody win against Donald Trump? And then, I guess as the story goes, Donald Trump was like, wait a second, I may actually be able to do this. To hell with all y'all, I'm going to run for president. And then that all happened and backfired. Again, that's another one of those head scratches where I just don't buy it. But, I can tell you as a doctor is whenever I have a patient and something doesn't line up, I can with 1,000% certainty tell you it never did. It never lined up, which means you don't be fooled. We still don't know what the hell happened with the October 1 shooting. It's been over a year, the shooting that happened in Vegas. We have two windows, almost two suites apart, that were open and used for shooting that killed multiple people at the Harvest 91 Festival on the Strip. We have a guy dead, the alleged shooter, and you see him bringing in a whole bunch of stuff into to his room. You see that, so you know he's involved. But then the memory card on his computer removed. So he had a laptop next to him. He's dead. And the memory card's gone. And here we are a year later going, oh, we don't know the motive. Really? Yet Tom Brady's jersey that got stolen after the Super Bowl was found in a foreign country within hours. You're telling me that the same people that could find a Super Bowl jersey that was stolen by Tom Brady can't figure out what the hell happened with this shooting? Or is it that they don't want to tell us? So I'm kind of watching what's going on here in just awe, because this just makes no sense. 1-877-DR-TELLY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to.
in Liberty. David Hall, Diamond Gusset Gene Company.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.